Case 82, Book of Equanimity. Umman's Sounds and Shapes. When sounds and colors are not let go, this is to be conditioned by the environment. Seeking by sound and seeing by shape, one will not see the Tathagata. Aren't you pursuing a way to return home? And the case. Attention. Master Umman addressed the assembly, saying, "Hearing a sound, realize the way. Seeing a shape, enlighten the mind." Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva brought money to buy a farm rice cake. But released from her hands, it became a bean jam cake. The title is Sounds and Shapes. Something important there. And Diane talked for a while yesterday about sounds and shapes and the contradictory seeming message between the preface and the case. So I'd like to look a little more at this matter of seeking by sound, seeing by shape, and especially the sound. We are such visual creatures that we always prioritize sight over everything else, or nearly always. And so it's difficult for us to work with sight in a different way. It's difficult for us to see it any other way than we have always seen this world. And when we look at things, they seem to have some solidity and some continuousness, some abidingness. So it's interesting to take up a practice or an experimentation with sound, which has rather different qualities. Sound arises in an instant and then is gone. We know it does not abide. We know there's nothing that we can take hold of in sound. We can't put it on a shelf. We approach it in a different way. I think that one of the possible pitfalls of Shikantaza is that we can become very dreamy and like maybe too easygoing. Ah, oh, there's the sound of the birds. Ah, oh, there's the breeze against my skin. Ah, oh, this and that. Which is a lovely kind of sitting. It's so welcome when one's been struggling for a while. And then this gift of a round of bliss-filled, gentle observation is given to one. And I want to challenge you to dig a little more deeply in those times. It can fall into a process of just labeling things as they come and go. Oh, I saw it. I heard it. The challenge in Shikantaza is to notice before we name, to pay attention before we have given any thought to what it is. Sound arises before we identify it as bird. What is it? This is going beyond seeking by sound. This is simply receiving it in its raw primacy. Going on to the main case. Master Umman says, "Hearing a sound, realize the way. Seeing a shape, enlighten the mind." And Diane talked yesterday about the ways that that can happen. And so we go on. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva brought money to buy a farm rice cake. But released from her hands, it became a bean jam cake. So can we recognize that this koan is about each one of us? Avalokiteshvara is not someone out there. This is the heart of wisdom that each of us acts from, that each of us embodies. Each one of you, myself, everyone, all carrying this heart of great wisdom. So this is you who can buy the farm rice cake. The farm rice cake being just the ordinary, the food, the things, everything that we're used to. And I love how the released item is a bean jam cake. It's kind of like maybe not the thing that I would have chosen. You know, if I could have anything I wanted, that might be something much more sweet or amazing. Maybe to the Japanese it means more than it does to me. But bean jam? I've tasted them. They're okay. But that is sort of the beauty of this, that it's not what we might think that we want. It's something far more rich and complex and interesting, something that can be explored in a whole new way, something unexpected that arises. And it can be difficult to remember that the farm rice cake and the bean jam cake are one and the same cake. They haven't been traded out. In the hand, they are the same one. How can this be? What does this mean? Everything that's ordinary in our lives, exactly the bean jam cake. Each thing, each moment, each event, is the most complex and rich and wonderful gift being offered. Sometimes we can see that, as with the autumn leaves. Yes, they are also the green leaves, right? We can see that they're the exact same leaves that have been there all summer. And that they've always carried this wonderful complexity, and we can appreciate it. It's beautiful to our eyes. But not everything feels that way. Not everything comes to us that way. And so this koan challenges us to see how that might be possible. How from the heart of Avalokiteshvara we might meet everything that way. This is the practice of saying yes to our lives. Again and again, yes. Yes, yes. And that doesn't mean approving of what's going on. It doesn't mean that we, in that yes, won't take action to try to aim things in a different direction. But that we meet it. We don't turn away. And we meet it with the open heart of compassion. This is the heart that blossoms forth in that moment before we name things, before we decide what is right and wrong. This place that we meet in Shikantaza before we have given a label to anything. And all things present themselves, and we receive them equally. I think of it, this moment when things can turn, this transformation, such a fertile moment. And we don't know when it will come. We can't make that happen. We can only recognize, or even then, maybe we don't recognize it. We simply are available to act in that moment. This practice makes us particularly susceptible to being available in that way. I look out at the ocean here at the Bay of Fundy. And I know from experience that if you are on a kayak and the tide is coming in, you will also be coming in. There is no choice. You will be taken with the tide. It is that strong. And I know that if the tide is going the other way and going out, you will also have no choice. You will be taken with the tide out. This way or that way, no opportunity for any change. Just doing what forces dictate. But there's a magical moment every 6 hours at the turning of the tide when it's neither this way nor that. And there is the freedom in a kayak to go in any direction. Anything can happen. Possible for something entirely new to arise. This is the place of Shikantaza. This is the place of saying yes to our lives. This is the place of the heart of compassion opening moment by moment. I think of this as Sambhogakaya. We talked about this somewhat in the forest retreat, for those of you who were there. And I've thought about it quite a bit since, having always been rather mystical to me before. The Sambhogakaya has been referred to as the bliss body, and I think this is selling it short, that perhaps there is some bliss in this place of free movement, of no constraint of right and wrong, of should or should not. It is this place where form and emptiness meet. Of course, they are always, they don't need to meet because they are one and the same. But we have our way of perceiving this. As human beings, we can perceive the world of form. And we can also touch in on the world of emptiness. And in our Shikantaza, we are aware of both. We have shut off nothing. And so the two can come together and mix in unusual ways. New things arise, new ways of framing our lives. Ordinarily, we turn away. It is the human way, ordinarily, to turn away from what feels like perhaps a dream world, illusion, imaginings. Except if we're children. But our Shikantaza allows us to get back into touch with that. I think of it as, somewhere down in the undifferentiated darkness that cannot be known, this place of emptiness. So there is nothing to be said about that. It doesn't mean it cannot be experienced, but there's nothing that can be said, nothing to measure by, take hold of, no way to speak of it. And in the world of form, just the opposite. Everything measured, everything compared, everything polar, and we talk about it, think about it. And in this place of Sambhogakaya is uncertainty. Neither here nor there, neither all empty nor totally form. And we have access to this. This is the place of transformation. We can't force ourselves to go there, but when we say yes, when we open our hearts, when we're willing to meet something without having to know what it is, then we have this tremendous liberation. That is that still point between ebb and flow. Only it comes not every 6 hours, but every moment, always available. And we don't know what that bean jam cake will taste like. Not up to us, not our affair. We simply see and respond, and the results are what the results are, and then we see and respond again. This is the place of that field, the donkey baseball. field, out there beyond right and wrong, where we can play along with the donkeys. Thank you. So please sit at your ease.